This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu with Jess Sandhu, One Geek Squawking. And very exciting stories, actually.
Yeah, recently, Google, they came under fire after its new Photos app that, you know, can categorize your photos automatically, right? So, it did it in one of the most racist ways possible. Right. So the new Google Photos is, it does it automatically, so it saves you the trouble of, you know, categorizing, okay, this is Frida, so all the images of Frida Liu and all that stuff, right? So on June 28th, a computer programmer by the name of Jackie, he found that the feature tagging pictures of him and his girlfriend as gorillas.
It's beyond racism.
It is insane. So he tweeted it out, like, and he tagged a few people. I think he hashtagged Google, and some people managed to reach, you know, get in touch with Google. So Google's chief social architect, you know, he immediately responded by a tweet saying that, you know, we're sincerely sorry and we are working on a fix. And, you know, it is quite...
Yeah. Did you
see... Painful, though. I mean...
Did you see the image?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You can go online and look for it. You know, you
and
can
the just Google Photos gorillas.
That could work. That search. I'm very sure there are many news stories that are reporting this, and also hopefully Google comes up with a fix very soon. Because it is hard, though. I mean, it's done by a computer program. So, I mean, you know, who do you blame, right? It's hard. So, anyways, speaking of, you know, leaving it to the computers, you know, to do all our stuff, and also because the new Terminator movie is out, this will sort of give you shivers down your spine, because a worker at the Volkswagen production plant in Germany was helping to put together a stationary robot, and it grabbed him. And it pushed him against a metal plate, and he later on died from severe injuries. Volkswagen has come out and said that, you know, they believe the malfunction of the robot was due to a human error. The company they use uses some lightweight robots to work on the production line next to humans. However, this was not one of those lightweight robots. This type of robots that can crush employees are usually, here's the creepy part, they're usually kept in a cage.
Okay.
And so the man was working on this robot inside the cage when he was being grabbed and, you know, pushed against the metal plate. So prosecutors are now still deciding whether to bring charges, and also, you know, to whom they would pursue. And, you know, it's sort of like a very gentle reminder when you do watch the new Terminator film that, you know, if we go extinct, we might be the cause of our own extinction.
Because this movie came out on Monday.
So the movie comes out, well, media was on Tuesday. You will be able to watch it on Wednesday. The story came out on Monday.
Wow.
So
The day before the
new Terminator movie was launched.
Okay.
Now, what's even more crazy is that a Financial Times correspondent shared this story on Twitter. And she tweeted out saying a robot has killed the worker in a VW plant in Germany. And Twitter went crazy because her name, her real name and her Twitter name is Sarah O'Connor. So in case you don't know who Sarah Connor is, why are you even excited about the new Terminator film? I don't know. So Sarah Connor is actually the mother of John Connor in the movie Terminator, who is the savior of mankind. So people started replying her and saying that, you know, you are our only hope, and, you know, resistance, you know, fully supports you as our leader. And then some people are saying, please take care of John Connor. He's our only hope now. And some even tweeted, you know, Skynet, it's close. Run, Sarah, run. Funnily enough, though, she had no idea what Skynet is and why people were going crazy. So she first tweeted out, like, guys, I don't know what Skynet is, and I wouldn't follow me. I tweet really boring stuff about unit wage and cost and the like. And then she tweeted, I've never watched the films, and now my feed is full of people tweeting me about Skynet. And I should have thought about my name and its associations before
tweeting. How would you know?
If you haven't watched
it, it's a fairly common name. But and also in the movie, you know, she was just living her life as is.
Yeah.
And then, well, most people do.
So, you know, it is, again, it's so funny. But then what she did was, you know, she did remind people on Twitter that, you know, feeling really uncomfortable about this inadvertent Twitter thing that I seem to have kicked off. Somebody died. Let's not forget this, right? So, I mean, you know, we could be laughing about other, you know, how this is all coincidental, but, you know,
and again, scary.
Someone actually, yeah, and scary as well, but, you know, someone did actually pass away.
But you're keeping things to the mood with this song.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before we have to rage against the machine. So this is, you know, Wake Up, which is a very nice song as well. Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes.